Mix 101.7, talking Newell Fonda now in the Saturday morning huddle as the head coach of the number one team and eight player, Brian Wilkin, joins us as Newell Fonda takes care of Woodbine on the road last night, 56-16. Coach, you were up 49-6 at half, so had it in cruise control by then. If you could dive into the individual stats and how many touchdowns everybody got.
Cole-wise, Lettuce in rushing, he had 12 carries for 89 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also returned a punt, 45 yards for a touchdown. So that was our leader in rushing. Dustin Johnson had 7 carries for 56 yards. And Jason Hess had 5 carries for 32 yards. And Jesse Heck had 4 carries for 25 yards. Were our top 4 individual rushers. Jason Hess was 5 of 7 throwing the football for 139 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. And receiving-wise, Connor Walterman had 2 for 74. Cole Wise had 1 for 34. Nate Jesse had 1 for 24. And Reed Cruz had 1 for 7 were our receiving. Reed Cruz had 2 interceptions on defense for us. Nate Jesse had our 3rd interception, and our tackles leader, I think Ryan, was Dustin Johnson with 11. Jesse Heck with 11. Reed Cruz had 9. Jacob Carlson had 9. So there's our individual stat leaders, Ryan.
All right. So after the thrilling win against Exire EHK the week before, of course, you still got to go out and play, but you knew you had the district title pretty well in hand. And offensively, last night in these last 2 games, are you just trying to fine-tune some things? Are you adding any new wrinkles?
Well, we're trying to clean some things up. We had a couple holding penalties that nullified a touchdown and another long run last night, and we're trying to clean those things up, and we're trying to do some things, right now that we're maybe not doing so well. We spent a lot more time in practice on some plays that we're not running very well, in regards to our base stuff. But, as you get ready for the playoffs, we're looking at the big picture here and trying to take care of ourselves and clean some things up and work on some things we're not doing very well offensively.
And defensively, after the week before against Exire EHK, as said, you still got to play better on that side of the ball. And I know Woodbine had a couple of their running backs put up good yards this season. And looking at their numbers, I see one put up a 139 on the ground. But as you said, you did get the takeaways with those 3 interceptions.
Yeah, we were better, I think, defensively against the run. We did some things better, but we still gave up 4 big plays, of 20-plus yards, and those are the things we're trying to avoid. Why those happened last night, I got reasons, but, until you look at film and you verify those reasons, you won't know for sure, and those are the things we're trying to avoid right now defensively, is the big play and being more disciplined and being able to stop the run and run into the football. We're trying to get more people to the football to get off blocks, and those are the things. There was times last night I thought our kids did a great job against it, against the run, but then there's times, like I said, on the 4 bigger plays, that we weren't so good, and we're trying to get some of those things cleaned up here, because as we make the push toward the playoffs, we know we're going to see here in the northwest corner some awfully talented quarterbacks, running backs, mm-hmm. receivers, et cetera.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And one more game to go in the regular season. And, Coach, I know you're doing a great thing today, honoring the late Carson Chase during youth football in Newell. And at this time last year, he was still fighting to get better. And I know you were instrumental in setting up for him to meet a few Hawkeye players, as he was a big Iowa fan, and hopefully a lot of black and gold in the crowd today.
Well, you know, I think you take a look at, you know, and it's hard for me to put into words what Carson meant to our football team a year ago. The fight that he gave us and the strength he gave us, and there's no doubt that fight of Carson and that strength of Carson and the person that he was lives on here at Newell Fonda. And you know, like I said, it'd be an emotional day for our young kids down there during the youth football game. But, you know, Carson was a special individual and will always be a special individual to all of us here at Newell Fonda.
Well said, Brian. And Newell Fonda at West Harrison in Week 9 next week. Brian Wilkin joining us in the Saturday morning huddle. Thanks again, Coach, and congratulations again on the win at Woodbine.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.